Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
As long as the present is at war with the past, said Winston Churchill at the conclusion of World War II, there is no hope for the future. The connection between the present and the past is something like the force of heredity. It's there, but it can't necessarily get you to where you want to go. Writing to the Philippians, Paul stressed the importance of forgetting the past and focusing on the future. He wrote, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Trying to drive by looking in your rearview mirror is a risky business. You may be focused, but your field of vision is so limited. You're apt to back over curbs or plow into objects that you had no idea were out there. One of the reasons God doesn't like rearview mirrors, wrote Pastor Mike Fabares, is because he knows that we are good at beating ourselves up with past failures. It's not that we really didn't fail. It's not that there wasn't damage done. It's not even that there is no debt incurred. We did, and there was. The problem is that when we dwell on our past sin, and when we beat ourselves up with our failures, we usually believe that in some way we are making amends for them. Basking in our guilt, we think, is our payment for our mistake. He's right, you know. When a person has nothing in his or her past which troubles the sleep on a dark night, either one of three things is true. One, the person is a liar. Two, he or she is suffering from acute amnesia. Or three, the individual has found the grace of God, which brought forgiveness and changed the life entirely. It is this which enables you to go through life without fearing the past will catch up with you, always glancing in the rearview mirror of life, wondering what's back there that's about to pounce on you. Scripture says, "God made Christ to be sin on our behalf, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." It's a strange exchange, motivated by the love and care of God the Father, but it's true. This means what happened in your past, the focus of the rearview mirror of your life, ceases to exist in the mind of God who has forgiven you. It's only there as a specter in your mind, a ghost to haunt you. This fact, of course, is predicated on your willingness to confess that wrong from the past and accept the promise of the Father that He will forgive you and put the wrong forever out of His mind. What does it take for you to understand God has forgiven you? Some people are never convinced, in spite of the fact that they personally have the word of Him who created the heavens and the earth. Some way they tend to think, not good enough, or the promise doesn't apply to me. The good news is that God is no respecter of persons. The promises of His word clear the record, allowing you to forget the past and focus on the future, reaching forth for the wonderful things which God has provided. It is this that makes today meaningful. Friend, if you were to answer the question, "Would God lie to me?" you would probably quickly say, "Oh no, not at all." Then why not accept His forgiveness, what He says about your life, and then move forward? Forget the rearview mirror of life and focus on the road that lies ahead for you.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.